This Saturday, the Vermont Music Teachers Association is putting on a piano deconstruction, taking apart an old piano piece by piece and demonstrating how it all works. Lisa Goodrich, who's one of the teachers spearheading this project, came into the studio. She told us she came up with the idea when she was given a piano that had seen its last days.
I left it in the basement. I let my kids fool around on it. About a year later, I got a better piano and wanted to get rid of it. And I thought, well, I don't want to just unceremoniously drop it off at the dump and say goodbye. One day it occurred to me, well, maybe I can get a technician interested in this, and maybe we can put on a little program that will be educational for the kids, a little more of a noble ending.
So how is this going to work?
Well, we're going to have two stations set up at one of the stations, and there'll be technicians at either station. One of the stations is going to have all the parts of the action, so the kids will be manipulating the action, working with it, seeing how all the various parts are fit together and what they do. At the other part, there's going to be the cabinet, the soundboard, the harp, the strings, and we're going to have participants coming up and feeling the tension on the string as it comes up to pitch, and also what it feels like as it's lowered, because they have to reduce that tension before you can safely take it off.
Tension is one of the most remarkable and dangerous parts to this process.
The amount of tension on the strings on just an average-sized piano is about 36 to 46,000 pounds, enough to lift a small to medium-sized house off of its foundation. Now, we're going to be providing safety goggles as well as earplugs to help protect your hearing, because there will be moments when it gets quite loud.
And what happens to the piano once it's all in pieces? You'll be able to take a piece of the action home with you. And yes, pun intended.
You know, there are 88 keys on a piano. And of those 88 keys, there are about, the action of a grand piano, there are about 20 parts per each. That's 1,760 parts. So there's going to be enough to go around. And we'll have a few complete action models as well. And for those who are able to last the full 3 hours, a few of them will have their names drawn out of a hat and receive a model action.
Saturday's piano deconstruction is put on with the Vermont Music Teachers Association, which is looking forward to its 50th anniversary next year.
We were looking for some fun new things to do. And since educating the kids, as well as Vermonters in general, and providing professional growth for our members is part of our mission, we felt this really fit right in.
This fun and educational event is Saturday morning from 10 to 1 at the Trinity Baptist Church in Williston. It's open to the public, and you can take a piece of the piano home with you. Details and RSVP information are at vpr.net/classical.